I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Does the Ebola epidemic feel remote to you? Well, I hope not. It's still spreading and still killing. Precaution again delays Mercy Ships from docking in West Africa, this time in Benin. President and founder of Mercy Ships, Don Stevens, says
the safety of our crew is utmost. It's paramount. We view that we have a pastoral protective role as well as serving and showing mercy as we follow the model of Jesus in the countries we serve.
The first step to show compassion is to pray about the situation. Next, it is official. The American missionaries who contracted Ebola in Liberia have recovered enough to go home. On Tuesday, SIM missionary Nancy Reitbull was released, and on Thursday, Dr. Kent Brantley with Samaritan's Purse followed. They both survived a virus that has a mortality rate of 60 to 90%. The current outbreak has claimed more than 1,300 lives in West Africa. Keep praying. Their stories are opening doors in Jesus' name. And a decade after being built, the site for the 2004 Athens Olympic Games is in ruins. It's a picture of the country's economy. However, not everything that was built that year has fallen into disrepair. Quite the opposite, actually. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says the Cosmo Vision Center also houses a Bible training school and a summer camp program. Camp gives kids a week of space and a whole lot more.
They come there, not only they have a great week in which they are able to have fun and to play, but the majority of the Polish kids that have participated in those camps have come to know the Lord as personal Savior.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.